This is a Guinness. They say it's the same as eating 10 slices of bread, but I never woke up naked after 10 slices of bread.
720 WGN, Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It wouldn't be St. Patrick's Day without corned beef and cabbage from Lottie's and the Pony. It's the owner, Danny McCarthy, coming in. What do you call that hat, Danny? What do we call that?
It's a cap.
It's a cap.
It's a cap.
Irish
it's like
cap.
It's the paperboy cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paperboy cap.
Some Irish may call it a gabine.
A gabine?
It's like a capine, a small hat.
Okay. Small hat.
Yeah.
What do you think of my green tie?
Looks good.
Thank
Looks
you.
Good. Sharp.
Yeah. Jane's like, that's not green. This is green.
It's,
this counts.
It's green.
Yeah.
But it's like...
It's a variation of a green.
Green light. Right?
Right.
It's not like St. Patrick's Day green. Well, you mean it. Like, I'm wearing green, right? I mean it.
Right. You didn't fully commit.
Come on. I had the leprechaun suit on yesterday.
Oh, that's a commitment.
I never made it to Lottie's because it was just, it happens. Yeah. How packed were you yesterday?
Well, there were a few leprechaun suits.
Oh, man.
Were there?
There was.
I'm sure.
Yeah, a lot of onesies. people are getting into it nowadays. They're dressing
a lot
up a lot.
Green boas around.
Oh, absolutely.
Us.
Yeah.
All over the place. Yeah.
And how many of those green suits did you have to shovel off the floor this morning?
A lot of green feathers, that type of thing. When you say boas, yeah there's always some remnants, among other things.
Any naked people yesterday?
I didn't see any. No.
Okay, that's good.
They were so thankfully packed that you couldn't see the nakedness in between all the green. Right? You're just jammed in there, so there could be naked people. You never really know.
I guess. I don't know. Is a tradition?
If you think of Chicago, I mean, Halloween, crazy, but St. Patrick's Day downtown is just nuts. It's nuts. This town goes crazy over it.
Oh, yeah.
As long as I can remember, it's been like this.
It starts early. It starts early in the morning. So
yeah.
People pre-parade and then post-parade. And, we do buyout parties all day long.
Oh, do you do buyout parties all day?
Yeah,
how fun is that? Do you start super early in the morning and cook green? I mean, I used to work at a bar called McCurdy's. A really long time ago. Or maybe it wasn't called McCurdy's. It was called something.
McCarthy's.
Something. But they would wake up and they would be cooking green eggs and green ham and serving green beer. And, they would start the whole thing really early and then woof, all day long.
Yeah, we had the green beer and then just the traditional eggs. We didn't color them, but,
maybe
was,
next
there
year.
Was breakfast fare. So beginning at 8 a.m. and lasting all day. I mean, I was on my feet for 20 hours. So.
Oh, my gosh. But you got to love it.
I do. I do when it's over. it just goes in waves when you're in the heat of it. So
how about today? Not as packed, but people are coming by.
Today you get the Paddy's Day traditionalists.
Mm.
The ones that have to go out on the 17th will come out today, and they're already out as we speak. So
today is my grandmother's birthday, who died years ago, but her name was Frida McMurray. Born on St. Patrick's Day.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Frida. Yeah. My wife wanted to get corned beef and cabbage today. That's on our agenda after the show. Where did that start? I'm sure in Ireland, is it, because they didn't have much money?
Yeah, I don't think corned beef is as much of an Irish tradition as an Irish-American tradition. I've been told that in Ireland, you would be more likely to eat bacon and cabbage, which would be like pork belly.
Right.
Ah,
okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and it probably goes back to, the immigrant class here and the cheaper cut of meat where you're getting the salted, cured meat that you have to boil or cook for hours to try and make it
tender
enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
What about Guinness and those beers, but this green beer is what we made up.
Right.
Not me. Not you.
Yeah.
The manufacturer said, let's make it green.
Yeah, just green food coloring mixed in with your average American lager. And now it's good for
Chicago.
How many years have you owned Lottie's?
We'll be there 17 years in June.
17 years in June.
Right.
How about the Pony?
The Pony, we had a 10-year anniversary last August as the Pony. We had it a couple years prior to that. You might remember Gunther Murphy's
Irish Pub. Of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So we reconcepted and built the place out and reopened as the Pony, and that's 10, going on 11 years now.
When did the Pony become such a Blackhawks bar where they brought the Stanley Cup?
That was the first cup. Well, the Cup's made it there every time.
Right.
It's made it to Chicago, thankfully. But the first cup in the morning after they got off the plane from Philly and had their breakfast and that type of thing. The boys started showing up. I didn't know the couple was going to be there. We knew some of the players would be there because when those guys were young and hungry and I guess thirsty at that point.
That's where they would go.
Thirsty young hockey players that lived in that area. And,
right.
You know, there was kind of the emergence of the whole thing. So we really caught a wave there, and those guys were hanging out, and we became their spot, and that's where they brought the cup. That was a great day. Fantastic day. I'll never forget.
It was so much fun to follow the cup online.
So fun.
Because they get off the plane, and where is the cup going?
Right.
And you would see on, you know, on Twitter, there it is, stops at the Pony, and then it just goes around the city.
Did you call your friends when it showed up?
Yeah. Well, I called my wife. And,
Shannon, of course. Hi, Shannon.
Honey, get over here.
And my phone was out, so that I didn't have a camera.
Oh.
And
Is there a picture of you with the cup?
You know, I've been looking for that. I've asked everyone.
You're kidding.
I do have pictures of me with the cup.
Okay.
Kind of continuing on that, I called Shannon and say, hey, could you bring over the good camera? And she said, should I bring Danny, which is our oldest son, mm-hmm. who was 6 at the time. I think it was his birthday. And I kind of looked around and I said, no, don't bring him. Just bring the camera. But she brought him anyway, and he went outside. And then I was able to grab a couple guys and
take a picture.
We took some photos outside, and Brent Seabrook went inside and grabbed the cup. And so I do have pictures with the cup.
Okay,
did you get to drink out of it?
I did.
No. You did?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it wasn't allowed for regular people.
It wasn't supposed to be, I don't think. And I don't know all the rules of etiquette, because they do have the handlers, the two guys with the white gloves.
You can't hoist
that
the cup
there.
Over your head. I think it's okay to drink out of it.
You're not supposed to hoist it up unless you want it.
Right.
You have to earn it.
Yeah. I think some of the rules might have went out the window that morning.
Yeah.
And the two cups after that, the rules got a little more strict, and it was roped off, and people weren't nearly as much. But this was
the first time.
It was really kind of a grassroots thing.
Right.
You know, it was up on the bar, and people were just pouring everything in there. It's difficult to drink out of, because it's bottom heavy. So
yeah, how do you tip that up? I would get a straw.
It just sloshes.
Maybe one of those little cocktail straws.
I'd love
straws.
To try it just once.
Yeah. Everything I winds would. Up on top of you. So
yes. Danny McCarthy in studio from Lottie's and the Pony. What's your website? You have a website for both bars or two different ones?
PioneerTavernGroup.com.
Okay.
We'll get you to all our sites.
Got it. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to try out the corned beef and cabbage you brought for us, okay? And maybe
Lovely.
A little surprise.
I want to talk about Lottie's, too.
Yes.
Thanks. More
We're
going to
talk about Lottie's and the Chicago Fire Connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 720 WGN.
Why can't you people do something that brings pride to the Irish? Now, I know what you'll do. You go to the bars I once went to. You'll punch your best friend in the face. You'll get thrown out by 3 off-duty firemen right into the street. Then you'll go through the Irish rite of manhood just to walk 80 blocks home drunk because you have no money and your friends cut out on you.
That was me yesterday. 720 WGN, Pete and Jane in studio with us, Danny McCarthy from The Pony, and of course, Lottie's. Which is, by the way, Danny, Molly's during the day on Chicago Fire.
And one of my favorite things ever is that people are always asking who are fans of Chicago Fire, is Lottie's a real bar or is Molly's a real bar?
Well, yeah. not only is it a real bar, but it is, in fact, Lottie's. And when they started filming there...
How did they find you, first of all?
It's Lottie's.
Yeah,
they
were doing a lot of work in and around Bucktown, a lot of filming.
Okay.
So Talent Scout came in, basically, looking for a location. Location Scout, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Location Scout.
I mean, the bar's a talent.
Sure.
Well, I'll give you that. It's got talent.
Uh-huh. And they found you, and next thing you know, you're on TV.
Yeah, they wrote it into the script, and then they used it on all the... Chicago shows, the Dick Wolf shows.
So, right.
So how often do they shut it down to film that and they kick you out?
Well, now there's a studio.
Version of it.
Yeah. So inside of the interior of Molly's, also known as Lottie's, is at the Cinescape Studio.
Yeah,
so
sure.
They film there now. First 2.5 seasons, they were renting out the bar and using us.
And they use the front of the bar on TV. So they come by and...
Right,
a few shots. You changed the sign to Molly's.
They changed the sign to Molly's.
Do you get a lot of tourists that come through to say, oh, this is my favorite show and I want to see Molly's?
Fire fans, yes.
Yeah.
People will, you know, they'll get off the blue line at Damon at the six corners and make their way over to Lottie's with their luggage and come in and get the Chicago Fire burger, Chicago Fire beer. We have a Molly's beer now on tap as well. So definitely a lot of fans. They buy T-shirts and hats and koozies and things like that. So it's been great.
Have you met the owner on TV of Molly's? Herman.
I have not.
Dave Eigenberg.
I know who he is, yes.
Wait, you've never met him?
You know, I'm not around usually when they're filming. It's a great time to kind of not be there from my standpoint. It's a big production, so getting close and seeing the actors would be rare. You know, I mean, I can go in my office if I want.
Well, this is a wonderful moment because Jane and I are friends with Dave Eigenberg.
We are.
Excellent.
And he's on the phone with us. Dave!
Hey!
Hi, Dave.
Dan, nice to meet you.
How are you, Dave? Nice to meet you. I'd like to meet you in person.
One of these days I'll get down there when you're around, if I'm around. But, yeah, you guys are great. You guys have been great to us. And, you know, it's a great old bar with a lot of old history. Because, you know, the old Lottie.
Lottie was quite a character, right?
Yeah.
What's your...
And there's a history of, like, firefighters and Chicago cops. I think the coppers more and the aldermen goofing around in the basement
right
down there at Lottie's.
A little more payola with the politicians and,
really?
And police officers than firefighters. But, yeah, I mean, well, there's rumors. I don't want to talk out of line. Yeah.
Speculation,
right.
Allegedly.
I will.
We won't tell anybody.
I'll talk about anybody.
Dave,
I'll say anything about anybody.
Dave, you own the bar, and you're a bartender on Chicago Fire. What kind of formal training did you have at Lottie's?
I'm the weirdest, dumbest guys ever. I've kind of made a little bit of a foothold in this industry and a few jobs as playing a bartender. I couldn't make a screwdriver if you poured it on me. I wouldn't know. That doesn't make any sense. But whatever. I don't know how to make a drink. I can barely pour a beer off the tapper. And in fact, Jason Begay, one time I was pouring a drink for him. He plays the main cop on Chicago.
Chicago PD. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was pouring him a drink, and he was like, "That's not how you hold the bottle. You got to put your finger like you're supposed to put your finger on, you know, the chrome, the you know, the spout, the spigot thing that goes in there. You're supposed to put your finger on the top of it, I guess, so it doesn't fall out." He was like, "This is let me show you how you pour a drink," and I was like, "There you go. Is that how you want me to pour it for you?" I think it would be better. I was like, "Whatever you want, man. I don't care."
You have to tilt the glass, right, Danny?
It depends what you're making. I mean,
he's just pouring a beer out of the tapper.
If you're pouring a Guinness, there's a method to it.
Okay,
you're supposed to.
Sure, don't ask me to do it because I'm messing up.
we'll teach you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we wanted you two to meet. I can't believe it. You have to stop by Lottie's.
Absolutely.
Well, this is always better. It's always better to talk to you on the phone. To patch it in, Peter, because then you ain't going in my pocket trying to steal my money. So I always prefer to talk to you on the radio. Uh-huh. I don't know much about Danny,
right.
But if you're on the phone, Peter, I'm far away.
See,
I'm staying here.
That's what most people say to you, Pete.
I don't like that.
Danny, don't get too close.
You know I love you, but thank you for coming on today. What do you have planned?
I'm just waiting for my son to get, he's going to finish up a Nerf war. He's in the middle of a Nerf war. He's taking a couple of shots to the head.
A Nerf war.
But when the Nerf war is over, I will be taking him back home and making him study and play the cello. That's what he does now.
Wow, that's a rough dad.
I am.
That is rough
Get on
stuff.
Your cello. Get on that cello.
Discipline right there. That is.
All right. Dave, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, absolutely.
Thanks, Dave.
It's good talking with you guys. Nice to meet you, Dan.
Nice to meet you. Come and see us.
All right. Have a good day.
See you, man. That is Dave Eigenberg. He plays Herman on Chicago Fire. There it is right there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Maybe he could come in and pretend to guest bartend.
Well, some of the cast has been around, but as I say, on the filming days, it's just too chaotic there. And they're probably, you know, the most segregated out of that group. You see Teamsters come in and change all the crazy crap that we have on the wall and put all their own stuff up, and it would take hours.
So wait, they would take stuff down and then put their stuff up?
Well, mismatched pictures and kind
of
nonsense.
Space,
and, well, they use the space, you know, because I think they like the aesthetic, but, you know, they wanted certain things in there, so they would change it. It got less and less.
They put it back?
The Christmas lights, for example, which are up 365 at Lottie's, the hanging Christmas lights.
Right.
It's kind of become our thing, but since we first took over the bar, first Christmas we put them up and...
Never took them down.
Never took them down. It's a nice ambient light, so we've left it that way. The show originally did not use the hanging Christmas lights.
So they took them off.
So they would take them off.
They put them back up.
Well, never correctly, but they put them back up.
Right, exactly.
And then one show, they put a phony switch on the wall, and at the end of the show, they did a toast and said, "Hey, I hung these lights. How do they look?" And
they got tired really,
and there it was.
Down.
Yeah,
that is so funny.
Well, right. Those guys, the set dressers were like, "All right, this is such a pain. We're never doing this again."
Yeah, let's icicle lights.
Yeah.
So,
I love the fact that people get off their plane and they take the L or a cab over to Bucktown so they can go to Lottie's.
And they come and take pictures.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. How fun is that? I mean, forever. It's kind of like in Boston, the Cheers bar. People would go there.
Yeah.
Now you're that bar.
It's been fantastic.
You're
absolutely. All right. Yeah. It's good to be that way.
It sure is. I remember. I spent a lot of time at Lottie's.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of it, but boy, was it fun.
It's still fun.
It is still fun. Yes. Before you go, we do have to mention Tommy Kleinschmidt, your very good friend, my good friend. He went down the state and got third place.
Yeah. Okay. They a little disappointing in the first game.
That was a rough one.
That Bogan team was tough.
Yep.
But they rebounded nicely, took home some hardware, third place in the state. So congratulations to DePaul Prep.
And are we going to see that trophy over at Lottie's?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope it's there, soon.
It could be there right now. Lottie's is the place to bring your trophy. So if you've gotten a trophy any time in the last, 3 months or so, week, bring your trophy to Lottie's.
Bring it by.
And the corned beef, you brought corned beef sandwiches today.
I did.
Okay.
And those are the ones that we've been serving yesterday, all weekend.
What do you call this bread?
Marble rye.
That is absolutely marble rye.
I can't mistake a good marble rye. Is this like a secret family recipe at all?
No, this is your run-of-the-mill Vienna.
Shannon, your wife, is laughing when I said that behind you. Like, full barrel laughing in the corner.
What is it with corned beef and mustard? It's so good.
It's great. Yeah.
Why is she laughing when I ask that this is a secret family recipe?
Well, I think because we just picked up the sandwiches right before we got here. But, they were made at Lottie's, yes, and packaged there. So it's Vienna beef and then, fresh marble rye and mustard. You can't beat it.
It's so good.
I don't know if there's a pickle slice in there or
not. I was just going to say, do I get a pickle slice if I get it at the restaurant?
We'll find one for you if I don't have one here.
Give me one left over from last night.
Right.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Danny McCarthy, thanks for coming in. Lottie's and the Pony. Give the website again.
It's PioneerTavernGroup.com. We'll direct you to any of our locations.
Love it.
LottiesPub.com and PonyInChicago.com.
And you can see it on Chicago Fire on Tuesday nights called Molly's.
That's right.
Yes. Danny McCarthy, everybody.
Thank you so much
happy
for coming
Happy St. Patrick's
in.
Day.
All right, happy Paddy's
Day. And a shout-out to your
Thanks
wife sitting
me.
Behind you. Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks, Shannon.
She did all the legwork here. It's 720 WGN.